Made to Order by Penny Birch.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Registered Charity Number 226227.
Prologue.
Panties down, Penny.
Aunt Elaine knew she had to tell me, not because there was the slightest chance of me being allowed to keep them up, but because it was an important part of my spanking to be told they had to come down. I closed my eyes, allowing myself to concentrate fully on my feelings of exposure and shame as she peeled my big white cotton knickers slowly down over my rear cheeks to leave me bare-bottomed over her lap. Bare-bottomed, the way a girl about to be spanked should be. She took them right down, far enough to ensure that the rear view of my pussy would be showing from behind, then raised her knee to make my cheek spread and add the pinkish-brown pucker of my bottom hole to my thoroughly rude rear display. Look in the mirror, Penny. You should see how you look from behind.
Yes, Auntie.
She'd put the mirror there on purpose, so that I could see my rear view reflected in the much bigger one on the front of her wardrobe. My bottom seemed to fill the glass, a full, pale moon between my upturned skirt and the tangle of my lowered panties, my plump, furry pussy lips pouting from between my thighs, my anus puckered and brown in a nest of hair pulsing gently.